it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Already Thursday. Do you guys feel like the weeks fly by? Because me, I love the job so much. I'm always like, boom, here we are Friday.
Yeah.
Goes by fast.
They're going by really, really fast.
Not you? You don't love the job so much?
No, I mean, guys, it doesn't fly by. I mean, it goes by, but yeah. It doesn't fly by.
I was watching the news. They were talking about how more Americans, I think it's for the first time ever, more than half Americans don't hate their job.
That's great.
It is great, yeah. Now, I didn't say they love it, but don't hate their job and can find some fulfillment in their job.
Yeah.
Financial or like a you know, a personal fulfillment.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love purpose.
I love the job. I would like to not wake up at 3 a.m. But
that part's hard.
I do love the job. Let's go over to Shauna in Virginia. Hey, Shauna.
Hey, how are you?
Really good. What's going on?
Good, good. I just wanted to know when you guys are going to be on Family Feud, the celebrity.
Oh, yeah. By the way, on yesterday's show, Amy did release a nugget of what happened. And I hope they leave all your drama in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted... Listen, there's a... There's one point where Amy goes up. She does something on the show. I'm going to talk to Eddie because Eddie doesn't know.
Yeah,
okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I got... I guess... I don't know if mad was the word.
That's the word.
Okay.
You got mad at Amy?
I got so mad.
Irritated, mad. And, after he had told me, we FaceTimed. We were in separate cars driving to the... Then the studio, and we're on FaceTime, and I'm like, oh, I'm so nervous. And Bobby's like, Amy, just have fun. Like, the point is to have fun. It's not a big deal. And
but
that never means what it
means. No, fun, and Bobby gets all mad.
No, it wasn't fun.
It's all fun until you screw it up.
This is what happens. something happens, and Amy and Steve Harvey get into a fight.
What?
Kind of. Okay.
You did say something about this yesterday.
Yesterday she mentioned it.
I said, I'm going to need a hug, Steve. And then
no,
and
you said, I'm going to jump you in the parking lot.
When we hugged, I leaned into his ear and I said, you better make this right.
Yes.
Well, dealt with your teeth like
this. Yes. And so Amy came back.
I think I said, you need to make this right.
Amy came back over to the table where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but have disgust on my face.
Disgust.
I wasn't trying to. And I was like,
Bose, is that all going to be on camera?
I don't know, because here's what they said.
If the camera does not caption Bobby acting this way, ugh.
What did you tell Amy when she got back?
There was no talking. Because we're on camera. There's no talking.
Yeah, there's no
but
talking.
But I mean, all the vibes are there, and I already know. And plus, I know him like the back of my hand. So I'm like, oh, great. Here we go.
It was death stare.
Yeah. I was like,
listen.
But I needed to remind him to chill out.
She comes over, she goes, relax. It's just a game. And I'm just like,
and it wasn't my fault. I was confused.
It wasn't me thinking. It was me feeling. Feelings are never wrong. Remember that.
That's right.
Well, how do you think I felt?
Yeah, what about Amy's feelings? So, those weren't wrong either, Amy.
My point is that I hope they put this in Celebrity Family Feud. Because the woman, the producer came over, and who knows how it all turned out. But the woman came over and goes, you know what? You guys are... she said, one of the more entertaining things about you guys were your facial expressions.
Oh,
and
great.
And I'm going, great. They got me totally.
You know, all the directors in there were like, zoom in on that face. He's mad.
My point is still, Sean, I'm sorry. We don't know. Like, sometime between June, July, and August. I think they're editing them now.
June, July, and August, as soon
as I know, I'll tell you. But it'll be in the summer, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we gave you a little tidbit there.
Now I wonder what she did.
Nope. Don't we can't talk about it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, Walmart is going to start phase out door greeters in the next couple months. The workers have already been informed. In other news, in airline news, 12 people had to be treated because of a weird odor on their Chicago to Seattle flight. The people had respiratory issues and they had to get checked out. And finally, officials are saying it's not too late to get the flu shot. Flu season can last all the way until May sometimes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The hot topic still this morning, a one-on-one date. And I did share it with everyone, the whole story, the saga, so that's on me. Like, I share it. Everybody has the right to be like, tell me more. And so people want to know more. Maria in Connecticut, hello.
Hi, Bobby. I'm a first-time caller. Good morning, studio.
Well, hey, good morning, studio.
Hey,
we're not used to other people doing morning studio. I like that, too. Yeah, Maria,
I've been listening to the replay a lot.
That's how we start the show. I'm like, more studio!
Morning!
Morning. Right.
That's how we do it. Yes. Well, what would you like to say?
I am just calling to say that I think you might want to take this flight attendant to these weddings you have coming up. You said one of them is a destination wedding, so I know she can get there.
Mm. Yeah, again, I have two weddings coming up. The problem with the girl I went on the date with, the flight attendant, is she lives in another state and not a close state. What?
Well, if you don't want to take her, you could always take me.
Yeah, I could. But you live in Connecticut. It's also a far state.
Far away, yeah.
But she brings up a good point. She's a flight attendant. She can fly anywhere.
Wait, airplanes don't go everywhere.
Yeah,
they go almost everywhere. Oh, if there's a wedding there, it'll go.
I know. Listen, hey, when's Cody's wedding?
March.
The
29th.
So like a month or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's off the table.
And then the other one, the destination.
That's in like
wedding.
November of the end of the year.
But you have to if you're gonna book a room or two rooms, you gotta have your room stuff by May.
I'll just stay in Mexico City in the
if you want the yeah, right. If you want the group discount, you gotta book by May.
I just go stay with somebody who lives there. I go to the local, knock on the door. Hola.
Amy just said if you have to get one room or two rooms. Two rooms.
Two rooms?
Yeah, if you're going to Mexico, you're getting one room.
What? Stop you might get her own room? That's not unheard
if
of.
If it's a destination wedding and I'm taking a date,
yeah.
I'm not paying for two rooms. I'm not paying for two beds.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not paying for two blankets.
Correct.
Woo!
Sorry. Right. I mean, it's not unheard of, right, Mike D?
It's not unheard of.
Maria. He would support me here.
Thank you, Maria.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Easy trivia. The questions should not be hard.
Oh, boy.
They're all easy.
It's always hard.
Let's welcome our players to Easy Trivia. To my left, there she is in her leather jacket. Amy, everybody.
Hello. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah, over here. What's the hoodie you're rocking today, my friend? A Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
A Jack Daniels zip-up hoodie.
That's right. Got a hood. Very nice. Very warm. Very soft.
All right. You don't have to put it on right now. We get it. There he is. Lunchbox, everybody. And to my right, far, far to my right, often interrupt him as he's editing videos, it's our video producer, Producer Eddie.
Here I am.
All right. The questions are so easy. Question number one. Da-da-da. What state is nicknamed the Garden State?
Ooh.
Easy trivia.
Oh, my gosh. I know this.
I like this music.
This is just so...
The Garden State.
I mean, how many times have I heard this?
Oh, man, no. Yeah. I'm in for the win. I don't know.
Easy trivia. Amy?
Vermont.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lunchbox.
All right.
Well, New York has Madison Square Garden, so I almost went with that, but then I thought that's a trick, and I went New Jersey. Yes!
Oh, gosh, I knew it was East Coast.
Eddie?
Jersey.
Woo! There you go. All right.
So dumb.
Easy trivia. Who's the youngest president to ever be elected?
See, that's not easy.
I'm in.
Who is there?
I'm in for the win.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
JFK?
Lunchbox?
Obama.
Oh. You like your passion, even though you knew you were wrong. Eddie.
Obama.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I'm back in it, boys.
Tied up.
Wow, JFK, huh?
There it is. All right, we're all tied up at 1-1. Let's do it again. Hmm. Easy trivia.
Oh.
What city is the original Starbucks location? What city is the original Starbucks location?
This is a trick.
In for the win.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Seattle.
Lunchbox?
Seattle.
Eddie?
It's gotta be Seattle.
Yeah!
Easy trivia.
Geniuses.
So smart.
How many stripes
are
on the United States flag?
Come on.
Old Glory. Lunchbox doesn't know the answer.
This is crazy if you don't know this.
I'm in.
You're American.
Right?
Okay. Name all 50 states. You're American. I mean, what?
Give me some time. I'd do that.
I don't think you could.
Go ahead. And maybe a
now, have you all seen
later.
That Friends episode?
Yeah.
We give it's harder like than
hour.
You think.
An hour.
Wow.
You can do an hour?
That'd be crazy.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I'm able to win. I guessed it.
What do you have?
I put 13.
Yes! Wait, stripes?
Yes!
Not stars.
Oh, crap. I knew that.
What'd you put?
I'm dumb.
What did
I'm
you
dumb.
Put?
I'm dumb. I put 50. Yeah! I knew the stripes is 13 colonies.
Eddie, 13, Bo.
Oh, yeah. No! Stop it. Woo! Okay.
That was huge.
Now, I'm an idiot. Go.
Last question.
Oh.
Here we go.
A hexagon is a shape with how many sides?
Oh, come on.
Hexagon.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy trivia.
I am in for the win. Oh, yeah.
Right now, Lunchbox 3, Eddie 3, Amy 2.
I'm in.
Okay. I mean,
Amy.
7.
Lunchbox.
A pentagon has 5, so a hexagon has to have 7!
Why is that your logic?
You skip one? I don't understand.
Because I don't know what 6 is. I almost said five, but then I thought the pentagon is five.
Eddie?
So I had to go up one.
It's 5.
It is hex. 7. No, that's
is pentagon. It?
A, hex,
shoot,
a hexagon
it's 7.
Is 6.
It's okay.
All that explanation, Lunchbox.
You've been eliminated. I'm a tiebreaker with these two.
What's five?
So 5 is a pentagon.
So
he was
what's
right.
7?
Probably a septagon. Septagon?
Septagon.
Look up septagon's the thing, Morgan, number 2.
I have no idea.
All right, ready?
Come on.
It's like a nose issue.
How many total time zones are there in the United States?
Oh, easy.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in.
Hold on.
Golly, I'm so dumb.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think about Hawaii.
All right, Lunchbox?
I have 5.
Eddie?
4.
No. 6. Hawaii?
I knew it.
Alaska?
They're separate?
Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern.
So dumb.
Alaska and Hawaii are separate time zones?
Well, they're really far apart.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, Hawaii's by Russia.
Easy.
Now?
Just kidding.
She goes into detail about the one thing she knows. No.
Well,
it's not by Russia.
Ready?
Yeah.
Remember?
Hawaii
no,
or Alaska?
Hello. Remember when Sarah Palin said
Alaska, yes.
Alaska,
yes.
Alaska, not Hawaii.
That's what I said.
You said Hawaii.
Oh, I meant Alaska. Y'all.
You missed
Ready? Why
joke?
Are we so dumb?
Buzz in with your name.
Oh, buzz in with our name.
Who's in line to become the president after...
Lunchbox!
The vice president. Oh, sorry.
Oh!
Yeah, Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Speaker of the House. Yeah! Like, I knew he wasn't going to go just easy and go vice president, so I knew it. I just rang in.
Good job. That's how you do it.
He just buzzes. I'm telling you.
That's the trick.
His strategy. It works for him more than not. Everybody
hands go up. And they stay there. Shout out. Top 50% of my high school class.
So just buzz your name.
Well, if you have some inclination,
you might as well go.
Like, Lunchbox is right. He's not going to say vice president.
Or am I?
All
right, there you go.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30-second skinny.
Mike Fisher posted a video of wife Carrie Underwood sucking in a helium balloon and then singing a squeaked version of Happy Birthday to her son Isaiah for his 4th birthday. Here's a clip.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah. Happy birthday to you.
Our iHeartRadio Awards performers were announced. Garth Brooks and Casey Musgraves are the country artists performing, and Taylor Swift will be getting a special honor as well. The show airs March 14th on Fox. The next CMT Crossroads episode is going to feature a collab with Brett Young and Boyz II Men. The one-hour show will air March 27th at 10, 9 Central. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
A woman was taking her 4-month-old baby on the plane for the first time, and she wanted to make sure the passengers were okay and comfortable and weren't going to be upset if the baby cried. So the mom made 200 bags of candy and handed it out to every passenger saying, "Hey, I'm going to see my grandma and aunt. I'm only 4 months old. If I cry a little bit, I apologize. Enjoy this candy."
I like that. First of all, 200 bags is a lot.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot. You have a newborn?
Yeah, there's no way I would do this. Listen, everybody on that plane was a newborn at some point.
Oh.
Okay? Mm. So you cried too, and so just get over it.
Oh, wow.
That's what you say to people? You cried too when you were a baby.
He wrote 200 notes. You cried too.
Like, I just, most, 90% of the people on a plane have headphones on. There is no way I'm going to spend all my time making all this candy.
Let's rewind 2 years before you had a baby.
Yes, and, I want the
baby screaming behind you.
So annoying. So annoying.
But you cried.
Well, I don't see
it. As a baby?
Yeah, I get that. But 2 years ago, I wasn't like that. Now I'm like, get over yourself.
So you've changed.
Yes. And if you just tell your baby not to cry, it doesn't have to, it won't cry.
Is that right?
That's what I tell my kid when we get on the plane. Do not cry. We got a 2-hour flight. Zip it.
And does he?
And he goes to sleep.
Wow. There you have it, folks.
It's called good parenting.
Maybe parents didn't know. They just had to tell their baby that.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Janesville, Wisconsin. A 19-year-old man was wanted by police, so they put a wanted ad up on Facebook. Said, Cody wanted for burglary, vandalism. And he commented, hey, catch me if you can. So they started following his Facebook page. He went to go get some dinner, and he checked in at the local restaurant.
And they did.
And so they went and got him.
They caught him because they could.
Wow.
I mean, but really, that's somebody who's super, that's somebody who's slow, right? Like if that's
well, then I feel bad saying he's a bonehead.
No, he said, catch me if you can. And then he checked in on Facebook book a few hours later where he's eating dinner.
Yeah, it's just not really.
But aren't all the boneheads a little slow?
Putting your thinking cap on.
Is it this year?
You know?
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Did you say thinking cap teacher from 2001?
After I said it, I kind of thought, why did I just say that?
All right.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting
across America. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn
it up.
All right, Tyler's on. Tyler, you're a state trooper?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How you doing, my friend? Thank you for waiting on hold for us. What do you want to say?
I just want to say thank you. I do 12-hour shifts, 8 to 8, and you guys in Virginia, you guys get me through the first couple hours of my shift, makes it go by faster, and it just really helps keep me awake, because I wake up at 6 in the morning every day, and it just really helps, and I wanted to say thank you for it.
I appreciate that. You mind if we ask you a few questions?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, can you text and drive in Virginia?
No.
Okay, so
not at all.
If you see someone texting and driving, will you pull them over?
Yes, that is a big thing. If I see somebody texting, I will stop them for it, and Seatbelt is a secondary offense. We can't pull you over if you're not wearing a seatbelt. But if I see you texting and I stop you and I walk up to your car and you're not wearing a seatbelt, that's going to be another ticket I give you.
Okay, so you won't pull over for seatbelt, but if you don't have a seatbelt, you'll also hit him with it.
Yes.
Do you ever see people? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Seatbelt, it's a secondary offense. So right. we're not allowed to pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt. We could get you for something else, and then after we do the traffic stop and we see that you don't have a seatbelt on, then we can give you a ticket for it.
So do you ever see people like trying to sneak their seatbelt on after you pull them over?
Oh, multiple times, yes. Very. You could, like, after being in the line of work, you could see the way people like try to hide it. You could just tell like they're slowly putting their seatbelt on discreetly, but you can still notice it.
Do you have a lot of hotties that come up to you?
Oh, my goodness.
No, whoa. Do you have a lot of hotties that come up to you like, oh, fake arrest me, put the handcuffs on me, you know, so they can take a picture? You get that all the time?
No, but I carry a pair of pink handcuffs for breast cancer awareness because my grandmas have both had breast cancer, so I'm always supporting it. And I do get comments on the pink handcuffs, and they'll joke about it. But then once I tell them it's for breast cancer awareness, they're like, oh, okay, I respect that.
Lunchbox was about to joke about it, too, until you went there anyway.
Yeah, I was going to be like, when a criminal's real bad, do you put the pink handcuffs on them to make them feel bad?
Or they've been naughty.
Yeah. Oh, they've been naughty.
Yeah. Hey, what about over the speed limit? Between, like, over 5, 9, like, what generally is the rule?
You can technically get pulled over for doing 1 mile over the speed limit, but even local police or state troopers or sheriffs, each officer does their own. Like I personally, if I see you doing 12 overs, then I'm going to stop you. Each officer, they have their own different. Some will pull you over for 5 miles over. Some will do 15. If I see you doing 12 over, I'll get you unless if it's a school zone. And you're doing 1 mile over, I don't care. It's a school zone. There are kids present. if you hit a kid, I don't want that.
I love that. So, yeah, Amy?
Are you less likely to give a ticket if they start crying?
No, because a lot of females, they tend to cry because they think if they cry and you'll let them go. But no, I mean, if you break the law, there's a reason I'm stopping you. I will pull over a family member. If I see my mom doing 20 over, I will give her a ticket.
Wow, because, you're that guy. I dated a guy like you.
Because your family, it doesn't give you the right to break the law. Yeah. There's still laws you have to follow. So
my freshman year of college, I dated this guy named Garrett, and he wanted to grow up. He's going to be a policeman, and he is. I thought he is to this day. And he said that he would pull me over if we got married. Pink, he would pull me over.
Naughty handcuffs.
And I was like, I don't think this is going to work.
Hey, are you married, dude?
No, I do have a girlfriend.
Would you pull her over?
Yeah, no. I was going to say, do you ever, you know, does she ever?
Okay, no, we're not doing. No, I'm not talking.
Okay,
listen,
I got another question.
No more questions from you. Hey, Tyler, let me say this, man, because this is what I appreciate. Every time you pull someone over, like in a routine traffic stop, you are risking your life. And sometimes I just like to pause and say that and remind our listeners too that just because they see a cop when they're driving around, that doesn't mean you guys are the bad guys out giving tickets. You're actually the good guys out making sure bad things don't happen to the good people. And so I appreciate that, and I hope that everyone else realizes that every single time you guys have to approach a car or an apartment or a house, like there's danger that you don't even know what's around that corner. And because you're doing that every day, we appreciate you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like they are the most dangerous of being law enforcement, because I could walk up to any car and you'd never know. They could have a firearm in the passenger seat, or they could be hiding it underneath them. And once you walk up to that window, they could do anything, and it's always dangerous. So we do appreciate, and in the state of Virginia, we have the move over law. If you see emergency lights, firefighters, ambulance, police cars, you are supposed to slow down, get over a lane. If you're not able to get over a lane, we do want people to at least slow down to 20 miles under the speed limit, because we don't want fellow officers or firefighters getting run over by vehicles.
Man. Well, we appreciate you. How about this? Can I send to you, because this is what we really have as prizes right now. I don't know if you want this or not, but my last book, Fail Until You Don't, can I sign you a copy and send it to you?
Oh, yes. I would love that. Okay. I appreciate that so much.
Well, I'll write you a nice note, because I appreciate what you do. Hang on. Yeah, hold on. Let's ask one more question.
One more question.
Okay.
If you pull someone over and they're listening to the show, do you give them off with a warning?
We'll stop him right there. We like that. Yeah, we like that. We'll stop him right there. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Can you take care of him real quick? All right. Yeah, it's good. Well, that was a fun segment.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Nowhere. Appreciate
it. Questions.
Yeah, shout out to all our... No. Here's a question. If you're wearing a thong with a badge on it, are you still a cop? Wait, what?
Do you wear a uniform Halloween?
Which one? Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. Been talking about this for a while. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, man, you're missing out. It's like Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of people obsessed. Like, go look at the rating of Best Fiends. That's how you know it's a good game. You solve thousands of fun puzzles. You collect tons of characters. We love the game here on the show. Morgan, number two, loves the game. I think she plays it every morning before we start playing work, or at least most mornings. If you haven't given it a try, let me just recommend that you try it. You can play Best Fiends with the family, with the friends you love in your life. They're all probably playing it too. If they're not, you can get them on. Best Fiends, it's Friends without the R. And here's something. The fact that you can play Best Fiends without Wi-Fi is pretty awesome too. It's perfect for flights. It's perfect for long trips. Best Fiends is one of those games you'll keep wanting to play more and more and get to higher levels. America's falling in love with Best Fiends, so do yourself a favor and download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I believe if you set your alarm with music that you love, you wake up better. So for me, I wake up at like 3:20 in the morning. I have the iHeartRadio 90s hip-hop channel. For me, that works. Like, I encourage you to find maybe like 90s country to wake up to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the 90s hip-hop. But according to science, the best songs to wake up to. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And because it's a lot of things. One, they should be songs that build. Songs that start maybe gently-ish, and they build up to something kind of vigorous,
like a wake-up.
They should be positive and should have strong beats.
Okay.
These are the top five songs. Number five. So wake me up when Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Strong beat.
Yeah.
And he says, wake me up.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah. All this time I was
finding myself. Number four, Lovely Day, Bill Withers.
A lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
According to science. Lovely, lovely, lovely day, lovely day. Number three, Downtown, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up.
Science, guys.
I like that. I feel like I would wake up with sweat.
Yeah. It sounds like 90s hip hop. Number two, St. Lucia from, no, the band St. Lucia. I don't know. This
St. Lucia.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't know. Elevate. Here's the name of the song. Here. St. Lucia is the name of the band. It's also called Elevate. Okay. That's terrible. All right,
yeah,
number
one. I would
not
wake up to that.
I would just go back
that's
to sleep.
Science, though.
I'd yeah. go back. It's science,
I feel like.
Sometimes science is wrong. Most times not.
Right.
And number one. Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Oh, yeah.
Good, huh?
I think that's inspiring.
What was the one that I want, the 90s hip-hop-ish? Yes.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis,
I'm
Downtown.
Do that.
I just tell my Alexa, 90s hip-hop, and I got radio, and then it's always something different. And I'll wake up all of a sudden and be like, oh,
the Bobby Bone Show.
I don't have a problem at all with you using the word clutch. I think it's actually pretty normal for you.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, who's hating on you for that?
I baked these cookies and put them on Instagram, and the person I got the recipe from said to chill the cookie dough in the refrigerator for 30 minutes before adding the egg, which seemed ridiculous to me, but I decided to do it, and I posted, do this part, it's clutch.
Yeah.
Like, and people commented on there that I'm too old to use that word, and I sound ridiculous, and I don't need to say that. And I put it in all caps, but I really wanted people to know that chill the dough, like, it makes a difference. It was clutch, like a clutch move.
Is that another saying, chill the dough? Like, what do you mean?
No.
Chill the dough would be clutch.
Literally, chill the cookie dough. Okay. But it's a clutch move.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think that's too cool.
Okay, thank you. I kept it. It's still up on my Instagram. I kept it. But, yeah. I mean, you can see the comments where I started questioning my clutchness.
Okay, stop.
The Bobby Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A new study found the right amount of free time to have in a day is 2.5 hours.
What?
Mm-hmm. If you have less than that, it'll affect how satisfied you are with your life. But if you have more than that, it'll make you unhappy because you'll feel like you don't have enough of a purpose. So 2.5 hours, that's the sweet spot. It's just right.
Huh. How much time do I think I would have? Is that, does going to sleep count?
No, that's not. Oh. No,
that's rest time.
Yeah.
No, like the time when you're just laying in bed trying to fall asleep. Does that count as free time?
No.
No.
You're actively trying to go to sleep.
Oh.
And that's almost like a job for you, trying to go to sleep.
I put myself somewhere around 15 to 30 minutes.
Of free time?
Where I can just do whatever?
That's not healthy.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Lunchbox, what do you have a day?
3.5-4 hours. Yeah. Like when I get off work, between then and when I had to go pick up the kid... Yeah, I got 3 or 4 hours to do me.
And then later on, you have the kid.
Then I have the kid. There's no free time when you have the kid, unless you just stick him in the crib.
You ever do that?
Sometimes. Like, let him just look at the little spinny thing that goes around the crib that has little animals on it. I don't know what it's called, but it makes noise, and he likes it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it? Would you like one over your bed?
No, I don't really know.
Can you get you an adult one?
Yeah,
what are those things
sleep?
Called?
Because if you, that's what I was just asking for myself, actually. What else, Amy?
Okay, so how many children do you want to have, Bobby?
Well, so I have a sister, so there are two of us. That feels the most comfortable to me because
two kids.
Because there were two. But then I have a half brother, a couple stepsister. So two.
Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that having children is good for your health as long as you stop at two.
Oh.
Which, boom, I have two, Eddie has two,
yeah.
Bobby wants two, Lunchbox has one, but I don't know the goal. Like, how many do y'all want to have?
3 or 4.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You would have 4 kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have 4?
You're not,
yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty awesome, and so I figure kids want to be like me.
So we were talking about, there was an article, Thomas Rhett and his wife, they have two right now, one biological, one adopted, and that they want five. Like his wife said, it was an article, she wants five before she turns 34.
Five.
And they're
a
not
lot.
Opposed she's to adopting, right? And she's 29, yeah. So they got...
Did I show you the video of Thomas Rhett's daughter dancing to the Emoji song?
No.
He was listening to the show and he texted it to me, and he was like, Willa loves it.
We got that.
And she was dancing to the song.
Emoji love, whoa.
Calling this the new baby shark.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it can save people's heads. All right, yes. What else, Amy?
Okay, so all you have to do to have a better day along with finding 2.5 hours of free time is to squeeze in 30 minutes of exercise before work. It'll make you more productive when you're there doing things. It doesn't have to be anything intense. It can be like a brisk 30-minute walk. So if you can find that 30 minutes to just be active before you have to go turn on your work brain, try to do it.
It sounds, in principle, fantastic.
Right.
But then you go, I'm not getting enough sleep. And that sleep is so important.
We're kind of taken out of this equation because we work so early. But some people, if their alarm doesn't go off at 7, or if their alarm goes off at 7, maybe that make it go off at 6:20. And then
there's a guy in my neighborhood that I always almost hit because he's jogging at like 4:30 in the morning.
Dedication. That's
so,
respect.
Those crazy people I see, they're so dedicated. And I'm like, I want to roll down my window and be like, go you.
Yeah. When I drive into work and it's dark outside and it's cold and people are running and like,
yeah,
they spent half an hour just putting on the clothes. As much as running, I'm like, respect. That's awesome. Wish I had that.
So. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, just trying to make you the world a better place with this pile.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amy. That's it.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So these firefighters, they got a call to a house, but it was a medical call, not necessarily a house on fire.
Sure.
So they responded. Turns out the guy needed to be transported to the hospital, so the wife wanted to go, but they had two kids at home, a 1-year-old and a 7-year-old. So the firefighters, they offered to stay and babysit.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and they have no kids of their own. So it's not like they were like, oh, we're dads, we got this. It was like, okay, yeah. You know what? Y'all go to the hospital, we got the kids, we'll figure this out. And
how cool for the 7-year-old though, too. You have two.
Oh, legit.
Come on, the firefighters babysitting you?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Good for them.
Yeah, they stayed with the kids until their grandparents could arrive.
That's cool. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, time for the Morning Corny. It's Thursday, so we'll investigate it and see if we can get it right. Ready?
Come on.
All right.
Yep. The Morning Corny.
How does milk introduce itself in Spanish?
How does milk introduce itself in Spanish?
Okay.
Hola would be the normal
leche.
Way.
Leche.
Leches is milk in Spanish.
Hola, leche. Leche es hola.
Hello.
Hola. How about hola?
Hola.
Hola. Milk.
What is the joke again?
Udder. What? How does milk introduce
how does
itself?
Milk, how does milk introduce essay. Itself in Spanish?
Hola, essay.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Eddie, come on. You are
Eddie,
like,
leche.
Yes,
leche.
You speak Espanol.
Hola, leche.
Hola, leche.
Oh, hola, leche.
No, that's not funny, though.
No.
Guys.
What, she just laughed at our joke.
Leche. No, I'm laughing at y'all trying to figure this out.
Leche, leche you late.
Leche me in the door, because I'm... Just
oh, that could be something. Like,
that's
leche,
a good one.
Leche in. Like, yeah.
Leche me in your
yeah.
This is not a knock knock joke, y'all. Knock knock, who's there? Leche. Leche me in.
One more time.
Yeah, leche me in.
Leche.
Knock knock, who's there? Spanish milk.
How does milk introduce
itself in Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish.
Milk.
Oh, I think we're way off with the leche.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Spanish.
Hola.
Well, what is hola?
Hola. Introduce.
I. Hello.
Yo, me amo leche.
Greetings.
Me amo. Like my name is.
You're getting warmer.
Ooh.
Me amo.
Me amo leche.
Me amo.
mucho gusto. No.
Me amo
cow.
Leche.
Cow.
Vaca.
Is that a cow? Vaca.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we don't have it, do we?
No. Not even close.
No, we're close with
y'all. Started with
me amo.
You were close with me amo, but sort of.
How
me amo.
We have nothing to do with
nothing.
Okay, do you want me to ask you something in Spanish and then you can see if you figure it out?
Well, no, because we didn't get it. Like, we just didn't get it. So we give up. We didn't get it again, but now if we do get it, it doesn't count for us.
Okay.
We have no points.
Yeah.
We zero. Still never figured one out. Go ahead.
This is a bilingual joke.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Soy milk.
Huh?
Soy means I am.
Yeah, like yes, soy.
Yes, like, yeah. Soy that's milk. The same way like I am milk.
No. Not a
yeah,
good
how
one.
Does a milk? How does not milk? Good, that's so funny. It's so funny to me. Maybe because I took 8 years of Spanish,
and we would have never.
It's
got
okay.
That.
Y'all are. You know you're what? Not cultured. It's fine.
I'm okay. Get at Spanish.
Cultured, cultured milk.
Yeah. Got it.
Just,
hey, Buzz, you're okay with not getting that one?
I'm okay. What? I'm okay with Spanish and hearing it and knowing some of it. I would have never gotten
okay,
that.
Okay, all the Spanish teachers listening right now, they're going to tell that one in class today.
Probably.
Or if you're a Spanish student, estudiante, put it on your homework all and right. Your teacher, LOL.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. We did not, again, we failed.
Adios.
Soy milk.
Soy milk.
That was the Morning Corny.
A woman and a man got into a fight at a buffet in Alabama on Friday over crab legs, and it turned into a sword fight with tongs, which would have been so funny to see, which I would have loved to get on my Insta story. How awesome to pull your phone out and just record that and tell all your friends. Here's a witness.
If you can imagine a fencing match, there's a woman who's beating a man. Plates are shattering everywhere. Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first. They have been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. So when they finally came out, it's very heated, especially if someone's taking more than their fair share.
It's never about the crab legs. How many times do I have to tell you? It's about disrespect. It's like when people get in fights over a parking spot. It's never really over the parking spot. It's about how someone cut somebody off. You disrespected me. Somebody jumped in line. That cutting in line, and I don't get mad. I rarely get upset. I'm like, you know, everyone's got a reason they're doing something. If somebody cuts in line, whew.
That's what gets you?
Yeah, it's like wait and put in your time like everybody else. You're no better. I probably sword fight him for line cut too. Lady Gaga was talking about the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga romance rumors from A Star Is Born. This is from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes,
you know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. The movie A Star Is Born. It's a love story. From a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, look, I've had my arms wrapped around Tony Bennett for 3 years touring the world. I mean, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel. I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and fooled ya.
I was reading a story where people were saying Bradley Cooper was trying as hard as he could to get her to fall for him. Like, really?
Oh.
And that she didn't. Oh. I think it was on Page Six yesterday.
Huh. It probably normally works for him.
Tell me something, girl. Yeah.
Like, I was a Bradley Cooper fan already, but, like, I'm even more of one now after this movie. Like, he went up notches. Is that what you say?
He learned to sing, learned to play guitar, directed it.
Yeah, he's a director now.
Yeah, all of it.
All the things.
Ugh. So perfect.
So good. Yeah.
Tell me something, squirrel.
Yes.
Is there any nuts up in that tree? Where do you come from? Yeah.
Come on, give it.
No. I just have finally have my voice back to about 80% after having.
Yeah, don't push it.
Sinus. So the first thing you do is Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, and I blow it out. It's like, I felt Bradley Cooper in that movie was a little too like Bane from Batman sometimes.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
I'm telling you, at one point, I had the volume up at like 50. I was like, I don't understand him.
It was a little much, but.
But yes, it was good.
Now I want to go see, Eddie, you've seen the other two that this movie was made from. Should we go watch those?
Well, they're really old.
No,
like,
you shouldn't.
Like, not the one from.
The Barbra Streisand one is probably the closest version to this one.
It's from the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Where did I dream this, or did you interview Bradley? Did we see on the show?
Yeah, he called in.
Okay. No, he didn't call in. We ISDN'd him.
Oh, that's
okay,
it. That's right.
Okay.
He was on the show with us. You didn't dream it.
Okay. So, like, he said he wrote the movie when he was inspired, and but I'm like, it's a remake.
Well, the music.
Oh, the music's different.
They changed the script a bit too.
The script's different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because I was like, he's just taking a lot of credit for a movie that's been made.
I think four times now.
Yeah, I think it's the fourth
because
time.
Because he
four
never really now. Like addressed it like that. I mean, maybe he brought that up like once, but he's like, you know, when I just was really feeling it when I was writing it and it was so inspired. I'm like, huh?
Tell me something, Amy. Hello, you're on the air. Let's go over to Ashley.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Go, what's going on? Have you seen A Star Is Born?
I have. I love it.
Okay. Yeah, good. Well, thanks. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to ask you if you were nervous on Family Feud, because, like, I would be so nervous if you wanted to.
Did I get nervous? Yeah, a little bit. Or am I nervous for it to come out, finally? Which one?
What did you say?
I think both. I'll just handle both of this. When we talked about it way early in the show too, Amy and I kind of got into a little fight.
In the middle of the show,
Amy. Well, Amy and Steve Harvey got into a fight, and then Amy came back over to our table. Then Amy and I got into a little fight because she got into a fight with Steve Harvey. So you'll see it all on the show when it comes out.
I mean, we don't know how they're going to edit it.
We have no idea. But let's just say, Amy got confrontational with many people on that show.
Backstage, I was dealing with Andy in Brooklyn. They talk a lot of trash.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can't tell you what happened, but Family Feud, yes, was a little nervous because it was just exciting, I guess, more than nervous.
Yeah, I was nervous for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that, though. Appreciate that. One of my favorite songwriters and one of my favorite people, Lori McKenna, came by my house yesterday to do a Bobby cast. She wrote Girl Crush.
I got a girl crush.
She wrote Humble and Kind by herself, by the way.
Always stay humble and kind.
But she also wrote on the Star Is Born movie.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she wrote the song that Lady Gaga plays at the very end. Where she, Always Remember Me, right?
Oh, wow.
Every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts.
They kind of plan to sing it to you.
Yeah.
So she was talking about that in the podcast.
But this was a writing camp in a studio with Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, and a full band. You know what I mean? And it's like, write the song,
record
the song.
I didn't know this is how this happened.
Lady Gaga got so emotional with the lyrics of that song, and she was so in it. She sort of just laid it all out. You know what I mean? Like, she had put herself into that character so much, and it was clear even then, and they hadn't even started filming yet. So it was kind of amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's cool.
It's the newest Bobby Cast. Like, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or like if you're on iHeartRadio, search Bobby Cast, one word. The newest one is with Lori McKenna, who's written so many awesome songs, but then worked on A Star Is Born. And she said that the Foo Fighters, which one of my favorite bands, were there at the same time.
We were totally friends with the Foo Fighters for like a whole week. I don't think like they knew any of our names, but we totally were friends for like a
were
week.
Were they nice?
So nice. Like the nicest people.
Because I'm a massive fan. Like Pat Smear, Taylor Hawkins, Dave Grohl. They were
the nicest people
really?
You ever. The only problem I have with Dave Grohl is because I say my name is Laurie because I'm from Boston. And he was like, what is your name? So he thinks my name's Larry, but...
It's good. Yeah, check it out. It's the new Bobby Cast. If you love music, and that one's a lot of cool elements of that, especially because she wrote on A Star Is Born. But yeah.
Every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts.
She talked about writing in George Strait, picking a song.
Oh, really?
Because you know the song that he has, which is God and Country Music?
Yeah.
The one that we played?
Yes.
She wrote that.
Okay.
Getting that cut and knowing how much everybody loves George Strait, and because we love the song and we love each other, it's like when we heard that voice sing those words, it was like, you know, you just gotta like thank your lucky stars for something like that to happen.
God and country music, they both show you the truth.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Search Bobby Cast. Lori McKenna, episode 162. It's up now. There's a bunker in Las Vegas on sale for $18 million. You see that?
Oh my gosh.
It has a pool, too. So if you have an extra $18 million, you can buy this.
Yeah.
I always wonder about this end-of-the-world type stuff. You have to have so much extra money. Or just be
crazy.
Confident. Because in Denver, supposedly, that whole airport has...
Underneath.
All, right. Yeah. The underground Vegas bunker is on sale for $18 million. It's a two-story townhouse above ground and basically a 15,000 square foot basement. So it's like its own massive house.
Okay.
That's like...
with a post-apocalyptic underground. 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. This is all underground. Outdoor, fake outdoor areas. They have built like an outdoor, fake palm trees, fake sky and mountains painted on the walls. There's also a pool. It's 2 miles from the strip. So, but it's all over there. All in that part of the country is when all the underground stuff is. Did it, Y2K, because we were younger-ish, did you think that was going to happen? Did you build anything?
No.
Or like have anything prepared?
Toilet paper?
Anything.
I mean, I think my mom bought some extra flashlights and stuff. I mean, I was home for Christmas break, like from college, and I remember being with my mom, and we had, I think she stocked the house with a few things, but like, and I think like that New Year's Eve is like, what are we going to wake up to tomorrow? But nothing really.
You didn't stay up?
Happened. You
were like 19 or 20 years old.
I mean, I'm sure I was up. I mean, like, what does the first look like?
I remember it going over in Australia and nothing happened. And I was like, oh, cool. And then when it happened in America, I was like, and then nothing happened. And I was like, ooh. Morgan, number two, how old were you in the year 2000?
I would have been 7.
Okay.
So cool. You were in bed.
Yes. Yeah. So you were the one asleep. Yeah. Was Y2K even a thing?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you don't know what Y2K is?
No.
Tell her, Bones.
Oh, my mind's blown.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Y2K,
like, you didn't learn about it in school?
In history, like George Washington Potomac, Abraham Lincoln, Y2K.
Not that is like coming to memory right now.
Okay, so in the year 2000, all of the computer systems were supposed to fry out because it flipped.
From 1999.
They weren't supposed to handle the big change. So everything was supposed to crash and the world was going to maybe not end, but there was this big...
We didn't know if there would be like power.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about this?
No. No,
you never even heard of that?
Mm-mm. Your parent? No? Okay. Nothing?
She was 7. I know. I can't believe she didn't know what that was. Well, there's that.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a pediatric nurse. Her name's Angela Farnan, and she's been doing it for over 30 years. And so she had worked with a lot of babies, and this baby named Blaze was born May of 2017, had a congenital heart defect, and had his first surgery, and was having a lot of surgeries. And the mom comes up and goes, Addison, I can't afford to keep this baby. I got to put him up for adoption. This nurse had been taking care of him the whole time, adopted him.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's so special. Ah.
Yeah, she said that she had fallen in love with a little boy, and she knew right away that she would adopt him. And they made it official. And
wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, love that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The dude from Making a Murderer, Stephen Avery, is going to get to appeal, which is a big deal.
I'm not shocked.
I don't know. Those shows, those documentaries make you think whatever they want you to think.
No, have you seen season 2?
No.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it is?
This lawyer, she is known for getting people out of jail that have been convicted of murder, death row, things like that. She took the case, and the evidence she presents, she brings in all these experts, the highest of high experts, and the stuff they prove is you have to watch season 2. You will sit there and go, okay, listen, he may be guilty, but you're going to say there's doubt. There's so far reasonable doubt that
You think did it?
I don't think he did it. This lady, with all these experts.
Wow.
I mean, I sat there just going, he didn't do it. There's no way.
The Making a Murderer series is on Netflix. It's about Stephen Avery and his nephew, Brendan Dassey, and they're both serving life sentences. And when it came out, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah-ish.
It shook us. Yeah. It shook us, man. So yeah, that was one of the stories I saw. He's going to get an appeal. So what does that mean now?
That means they have new evidence that was not presented at the old trial. They had to go up to higher courts, and they were like, you know what? They have some strong evidence here. We need to look at it.
Supreme Court?
I don't know exactly what...
set up there? Huh? That's what they thought when the show was over. Like, it's going to get the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
What do you have over there?
Okay, so... firefighters are wanting to make it known, and this picture has gone viral, that you cannot park in front of a fire hydrant because if they need to access that water, they can't get to it. So they did need a hydrant where a car was parked there. So they broke the windows to put the hose through And then they put the picture up on social media and it's been spreading around. And they're like, this is what we have to do if you park in front of a hydrant. And some people are like, well, why didn't you just put the hose underneath? Well, it wouldn't fit under the car. And then the damage, if they were to go over the car, like on top of the car, the pressure from the water in the hose, it would have done more damage to the car than breaking the windows. So whoever that car belonged to, they had to bust the windows and put the hose through. Which I have a fire hydrant by my house, and sometimes I'm a little close to it, but it's right in front of my house, and sometimes that's the only spot. And I'm like, what are the odds there's going to be a fire? But after I saw this, I was like, oh, shoot, I need to not do that.
Angela, you're on in Indiana?
Yes. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. What's happening?
Oh, I'm on my way to work. I'm getting ready to walk into my classroom, and I wanted to tell you and Amy and Eddie and Lunchbox how much the positivity of your show helps me get through my day.
Oh, I appreciate that. So you're a teacher?
I am. I teach preschool, and my kiddos know you all very well because I take the corny joke in with me, not only for my kids, but for my colleagues, because I am the Monday motivator at my workplace, and I'm known for my positivity. And so I really connect with you and the people on your show, and my kiddos even enjoy the Friday dance party with you.
Oh, wow. Well, tell them we say hello. That'd be awesome. And thanks for listening and sharing that with us. You should play them the emoji song today.
They are going to flip out.
See if they like that one.
I listened to it yesterday, and I find myself singing that to myself, like, in the car, and I'm like, what is happening?
How's it go? Sing me a little bit of it. Go ahead.
What?
Sing me a little bit of it. Yeah, you can do it. Come on. We got this. Come on, Angela.
We've got that emoji logo.
That's pretty good. Come on. Yes. Come on, Angela.
Yeah.
She's still going. Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so there's a single mom out there. And she adopted a baby, and the baby goes to the daycare. It's like the daycare center. And she decides to go on one of the side doors instead of like the front door. And she goes see somebody else breastfeeding her baby.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So she adopted? Mm-hmm. I don't know the full story.
Yeah, there's a single mom of an adopted baby.
Okay.
Who is opting to formula feed since she can't lactate.
She adopted, yes, so that makes sense. Formula feed. And somebody else took it upon themselves to be like, breast milk would be better.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. She got to the house where they said that her daughter was. Walked in the side door where parents can enter without knocking. And she got there, and the daycare provider was breastfeeding her baby.
Okay. As an adoptive mom who I would love to have had that bond with my children to breastfeed them, but I didn't get them till they were 8 and 11, and I don't lactate, so it's not an option in our house. I would love that bond. Now, I know she can't have that bond with her daughter. I would like breast milk over formula milk too, but I would like buy it from Lunchbox online or something. You can pump it out. I don't want my baby bonding. There's already attachment disorder issues happening, and I don't want my baby on somebody else's breast, like having that connection, because then that baby is forming a bond with another woman that is not the mom, and that mom adopting that baby is already going to have enough trouble as it is.
Okay, what about the part though where it's just somebody getting into somebody's business when they shouldn't be?
Exactly.
Like aside from the bond.
Yes, no, that's why I'm angry with you. You don't take it upon yourself.
Bobby wasn't breastfeeding.
Not you. I'm saying that's why I'm angry with that person is because you're taking it upon yourself to impose whatever you think is best. But milk aside, you're forming a bond with my child that's inappropriate.
She marched over. She took the baby from the caretaker's arms, said, "Are you crazy?"
Yeah.
The caretaker said that she was saving the baby from chemicals and that she was trying to give her healthy and that she should be thanked for doing it for all these months.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So it's been going, oh, no. Mm. What do you do? I'm not a litigious person, but like, is that suable? I mean, I don't want to sue.
Anything is suable.
I don't want
to
sue. I wouldn't sue. But I mean, that woman needs to learn her lesson because you know if she works at daycare, this is probably not the first time.
She's breastfeeding all babies. Line them up.
She's probably done this before. And like, no. I mean, this isn't No. Anybody that tries to, that's another level. That's just wrong. If that's a true concern about the chemicals and the breast milk, then maybe you go to that mom and say, hey, guess what? I lactate. I can pump and put some stuff in a bottle for you, and then you can bottle feed. And then I'm going to like, okay, but also I'm going to need to make sure you haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
Because how do you know her breast milk's not tainted with margaritas?
And is that even a taint to some people?
Oh.
It'd be like, oh, it's actually good.
Yeah. It is.
This is from, I should say this, I saw this in Daniel Mallory Ottberg's advice column, but I saw the whole story and thought I'd bring it to you.
It's so crazy to me.
It's just kind of like the gall of someone to go, even though you didn't ask and you didn't want me to do it, I'm still going to breastfeed your baby.
And I have been for months.
This is not my kid, but I'm going to.
Right.
Did you know that you can breastfeed even if you never had a baby?
Yeah. Yes. I've thought. Yes. men can even lactate too.
We tried that once.
I know.
One of our people, it didn't work.
My sister's breast pump on Carlos. It didn't work. But I mean, I don't think we pumped long enough, so we could try again.
We pumped for like an hour. How long are you about to pump? Hey, Lee in Iowa.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
What do you think about this, bud?
I think Amy's got a valid point.
Yeah, I think anyone would be upset if someone was doing something with your kid, not even about breastfeeding. If someone's doing something with your kid and you don't know about it or you said not to do it, period, you should be upset.
Yes.
Much less something as intimate as feeding a child.
Yep. I feel like what Amy just said about, putting it in a bag and then feeding through a bottle, I feel like that would be better. Especially having done what, like Amy said, adoption. With her adopting, you don't want to have your baby have another bond with someone else while you're trying to raise it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that call, Lee. Thanks for that. That's all. Shared it. Knew you'd get passionate about it. Thought you should.
Yeah. I cannot believe it. If anybody out there listening is even considering breastfeeding a baby that's not theirs, turn around. Don't.
Yeah. There's a rhyme there somewhere.
just say no.
She's just thinking all just the old 80s no, saying. Around, yeah, yeah.
This is your brain.
Give it a hoot. Don't pollute. I was reading this story about Facebook. And so they say if you get off Facebook for 4 weeks, because a lot of people did and they researched this at Stanford, they said, okay, I think like 5,000 people, and they paid them, get off Facebook. And they found that, one, people who gave up Facebook also spent way less time online doing anything else. Because they didn't feel like they always had to go check on Facebook. And while they're on Facebook, they might as well look at something else. So when they weren't going to Facebook all the time, they just weren't online as much. Two, they were way less politically polarized. Because most of the stuff we read on Facebook that's political is not true. From both sides. It's a bunch of memes that are made from the most polarized positions. There aren't a lot of centrist memes. There's not a lot of right down the middle common sense memes, because that's not what a meme is about. So they found that people were way less polarized with politics. It improved people's mental health. They found that on average, those who gave up Facebook reported small but significant improvements in well-being overall. That they just felt better. And finally, those who left Facebook temporarily said they plan to spend less time on Facebook after they came back.
Oh.
So, I'm not a big Facebooker. That to be said, Morgan number two has asked me to say this. She'd like for our page to reach 1 million followers.
Oh.
Yes.
Where are we?
Yeah, are we close?
Close to 900,000, yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
We encourage you to get off Facebook, but if you happen to be on it, you can swing over to the Bobby Bone Show page.
You're there.
We have a lot going on over there, right, Morgan number two?
Yeah, we have so much going on, and I kind of want to make us do something if we reach 1 million. I don't know what it is yet.
Well, what do you do something?
No, like
volunteering us for something.
A fun challenge or a fun show thing that it would make people want to be at 1 million with us.
What about we make you do something?
I mean, I'll do something. That's a great goal for me.
What if she has to go and perform, because she's a singer, aspiring singer.
Don't make me sing again. That was awful. That was so bad.
Don't make me sing.
But you've always wanted to be a singer.
Yes.
Yeah, we've already accomplished the fact that I cannot sing. That happened on the show.
Maybe
live.
You're better by now.
Yeah.
Hey, improved. It's been a little while.
So what if when we hit 1 million, you have to go and perform somewhere, not as a joke, but for real, and we'll record it and put it on Facebook. How about that, Morgan number two? Because we thought there was some potential there, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have talent.
And we could probably book her a good gig.
Yeah, right?
Y'all trying to get her to embarrass herself.
No, she wants to subject us to doing something funny on Facebook.
No, it was something like as a team, like a fun show thing, not like a embarrassing thing, but fine. I will do that.
All right. Anyway, get off Facebook, folks. Unless you have to be on
it. But I mean, get on it.
Then go hang out with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because our page, what do you load over there so our people know? Like, what kind of stuff? Stories from the show?
We do stories from the show, all of kind of behind the scenes content. We do Facebook Live sometime. Mm. When Eddie did the donuts and 2 mile run, I Facebook Lived the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there's some fun stuff over there.
Could we put, so Lunchbox called and called Carrie Underwood's realtor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it was great.
It was so funny.
Because he tried to buy her house. She's selling her house. But the realtor wouldn't let him put it on the air.
Oh, they said no. I left before that, but man,
no.
It was so funny.
Can you not just put that on the internet and not put it on like over broadcast waves?
What are the rules? I don't know.
Well, that's
I think you can do anything on the internet, right?
Well, that's not really the rules. Wait, so what happened? You called and tried to buy her house?
I called and tried to buy her house, and I had funny lines that I thought were comedic genius lines.
Like what?
I said, man, you know, I see this house on, I said the address, I said, how big is that garage, you know, can I fit 2 black Cadillacs in there?
Oh, boy. Oh, do I have clips of him saying this stuff? Oh, just songs? I don't know. All right, what else?
And he was like, and he took me serious, he's like, well, you know, blah, 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 and I said, oh, and it comes as a wet bar. I mean, that's really exciting and everything, I mean, but my family's probably going to be hanging around the wet bar, is there anywhere I can go take a smoke break?
Okay, right, he's just cool. But we can't play it.
Can't play it.
I wonder if we put that on Facebook, right? Here's what I've learned, though. If I ever wonder, just don't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought,
I thought you'd do it and then apologize later.
Say, oh, my bad.
I have done that a lot.
Didn't know that.
Sorry. Yeah, that will be $1 million.
Like, that happened one time, yeah. Remember the time we saw on the news when I got fined $1 million? Like, they put it on the news before I could ever talk about it on the radio. And then it popped up on the news, and I was like, well, I guess it's out now. I've been fined $1 million. Yeah, that was not a good day. That was not a good 3 months. You ready? I'll play you a song. It's a one-hit wonder. Write it down. Tell me who the artist is. Okay? Pretty easy first one. Here we go. The song's called One Headlight. Amy, what do you have?
Wallflowers.
Lunchbox?
Dashboard Confessional.
Eddie?
Wallflowers.
The Wallflowers.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, before people go, they had more hits. We're talking about the main pop chart.
Yeah, that's
right?
Their big one.
It's their only, they had a lot of hits, like the rock chart. But, right, we're talking about the main chart, okay? Because people always get on me about that.
6th Avenue Heartache.
All right, ready? How about this one? This is called You Get What You Give. You got the music in you. Sang this.
This was a big song.
One hit wonder.
Oh gosh.
I'm in for the win.
Can I add something?
All right. Amy?
I don't know. I have nothing.
What do you have?
I have Drew Hart.
Drew Hart. No.
Oh, that's a good name.
Lunchbox.
Michael Bolton.
No. No.
And no guy.
Eddie?
Bones.
Go ahead.
The New Radicals.
Ah!
That's it?
I did the Radicals first. I was like,
what year was that?
Probably like 2000, 99.
Oh, is it? I thought it was older than that.
Oh,
something like that.
Yeah, it had to be because my boyfriend in college put that on a mix CD that he made me. That's how I know the song.
What a jam.
Don't.
Was Bolton in that group?
No, Michael Bolton. He just got out when that song was big. All right. How about this one? One Hit Wonder. Nothing's fine, I'm sorry. It's called Torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm
cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. I'm in
too.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in for the win!
Lunchbox?
Natalie and Brulia.
Oh, is that it?
Natalie and Brulia.
Amy?
Shoot, I have Natasha Bedingfield.
Eddie?
Natalie and Brulia.
Natalie and Brulia.
Yeah!
Oh! Yeah! Where'd it go, Lunchbox?
One hit wonder,
I'm
name this
smart,
one.
Smart, guys.
Oh.
The sign.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Me too.
Lunchbox?
Oh, that's my ace of base.
Amy?
Ace of base.
Eddie?
Ace of base.
Okay, okay.
These are all good.
Thank you. I wrote them all. Here we go. One voice.
But one voice was heard. Oh, 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 you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in.
I mean,
I am in.
His name is on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, is it he? I'm back up.
Lunchbox Mark just answered.
What? He did, he did.
What did you have written down?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Amy?
You know, well, Jimmy Giblet.
Jimmy Giblet.
That's
not
close.
That's kind of, it rhymes with that.
Jimmy Giblet is not the answer. Lunchbox.
Man, just imagine him riding the bus.
Yeah.
Billy Gilman.
Yes, that's it.
Jimmy that's Giblet. It. Eddie?
Billy Gilman.
Yeah. We've had him on the show.
I pictured him on a bus.
Have we?
Yeah. Why did I picture, why am I
we
picturing him on a bus?
Right. Yeah, but he's lived in Boston, I think. Right?
That's
what
right.
are you talking about? Yeah. Jimmy Giblet. That's Kimmy's sister. Kimmy
brother.
Giblet. Yeah, whatever.
Little brother.
Okay, here we go. Name this one, One Hit Wonder. Yeah, got that.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Chris Cross.
Amy?
Chris Cross with a K.
Eddie?
Chris Cross.
R.I.P. No.
One of them died.
Of them.
Okay, yeah.
One Which
of,
one?
Right. Not both of them. Okay, not the, okay. All three of you got a point. One more. Here we go.
Oh, 5 points.
No, no, no. Recognize this?
Yes.
Yes.
Worth 5 points.
Yes! Yes!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I am in for the win.
That'd be Jimmy Giblet, everyone.
I'm in.
Amy?
Sierra.
No, that was a good guess.
You said it so confident.
Because I know the song, but I have no idea.
Eddie?
I don't have it. The Bengals.
No.
Lunchbox, for the win. How confident are you?
87%.
Wow, that's high.
That's
high. He doesn't
really
know
high.
It.
You don't think he knows
no,
it?
No, no chance.
87%. Okay.
You ready?
For 5 points and the win.
I know Jay.
I know Jay.
Is that, what, isn't that her name? Eno Jay?
Like,
I know Jay?
Like I-N-O?
What?
Like I-N-O-J is, I think, how she spells it.
Thank you. Thank
is that
you.
Her?
Is that it?
I know,
would that be the Would that be the biggest clutch?
Yes, it would.
Yes, it
ever?
Would.
Yes, it would.
Show me I know Jay.
Oh. Oh.
It's Donna Lewis. I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh. A.K.A.
Jeez,
Sierra.
That
was my second
no,
guess.
No, not A.K.A. Sierra or A.K.A. Jimmy Giblet.
A.K.A. I know Jay.
No, no, no. I know Jay's song with this. You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
It's Jan, though.
Oh, this is it.
Boy, you should know. Let me love you down. You remember this?
Even if it takes all no. night. It never really mattered
too much to me. I think how my song's mixed up, but still, yeah. You just
stood and over me. I've never heard this in my life.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, he knew the name of the artist.
Yeah. I know Jay.
I know Jay. All right.
It's about to get to the good part.
There's a new episode of Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. You can check that out. Here's that hook right here. When the drum machine kicks in,
see.
He'll know it. Let me love you down.
Maybe if it takes all night. Let me might need love
you down. I don't know this song.
Love you down. No?
No.
Down.
Okay, well.
Look. I know this one.
Down. Amy's still going over there. Okay, so what happened?
My friend's daughter ate pot brownies.
How old's the daughter?
10.
Ooh. Where do they live?
Colorado.
Okay, so that means it's legal.
Yes.
But again,
so, for an adult, though.
Well,
right?
No, but I'm saying for them to have it.
Yeah. But the daughter to, didn't yeah. know.
Right, 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 right.
And so she was at her, it's not like it was in a house where there's normally kids. She was at her uncle's house.
Okay.
And I guess he had some in the fridge
in a container.
And she likes brownies.
She was like, brownies, whatever.
Oh, my
goodness. So she had one, which they can be potent. And so I like everybody was all hands on deck, like freaking out. But the aunt is a doctor. Like everything was under control. But it just was like a freak out moment for a while. Like, okay, we just got to get through this. And then, you know, mark things in the refrigerator. Like, do not touch if you're under 18.
What happened to her, the 10-year-old?
I think she's just pretty chill. Greatest night of her life? No, I don't. I mean, but yeah,
started to listen to Bob Marley.
She got the munchies. I don't know. I mean, it turned out being okay. Like, nothing drastic. They didn't have to, like, take her into a hospital. Like, no child services involved. I mean, but that was a concern for the mom. Like, my friend, like, they were like, we're horrible parents. Like, what just happened? Like, this is so bad. But it's like, it made me think of, like, parents probably have to deal with kids getting into stuff all the time that maybe they shouldn't, but they don't know that it's bad. I mean, you think you're eating a brownie and the next thing you know.
Your 10-year-old singing Three Little Birds.
Because.
Don't worry.
Yeah, you don't weigh that much.
I'm gonna ride my bike. I'll be right back.
I'm just like chilling. I don't know. Crazy though, right?
Yeah.
That would really scare
the crap
me.
Out of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it scared them. It's not something they were taking lightly at all. The Colorado aspect does make it less crazy because it's not like they were trying to be.
But what about if you would get into your mom's whiskey?
Exactly. That's what I mean. There's times where I took a sip of my dad's Coke and I thought it was straight Coke. But as a kid, it was, you know, Crown and Coke. And I was like, ah, but I mean, I still sipped it.
But a sip's different than a whole bunch of brownies.
I get it.
True.
I don't have a nibble of a brownie. Like, if I'm going to eat brownies, I go in on brownies. Yeah.
I know.
Luckily, I teach my kids to, like, ask what's in this cup before they drink it. And they're really good about it. Is this water? Like, yeah, you're
are
good.
There a lot of cups that aren't water at
sometimes,
your house, Daddy?
Sometimes,
are you drinking straight vodka or
no,
what?
No, son, that's my beer. Thank you very much.
Daddy's juice?
Yeah.
But the kid was okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. But it was a scary moment where I was like, wow, like, that's something, yeah, you got to think about if you're going to have baked goods.
What's up with your daughter?
She's sick right now.
First time?
It's the first time she's ever missed school, so we haven't had to deal with a lot of sickness. Now, I guess last winter she got a cough and a runny nose, but never fever, never had to miss school, and she has a legit fever. And this is the first time I've been a mom with a kid with a fever, and you know, I'm not looking to get sick.
Oh, well, that's
so,
what you think.
Oh. I know. I'm being honest.
Oh, I know,
it's
I like
a real
that.
Thing.
I
I'm
like
being
that.
Honest that
please
I,
do.
It's like you wanna, I feel, I went to bed guilty last night. Should I have been more nurturing? Like, I don't know, because I was like, I'd yell up the stairs, are you doing good?
I don't want to touch you.
And then she'd be like, I'm fine. At one point, I like threw something up there because I feel like I quarantined her. But like, I don't have time to get, if I get sick, this would be bad. If Stevenson can't get sick, I made him like do all kinds of things downstairs. And then just in case maybe he has some of it, he's like, sometimes I let them hang out in our room and they can watch Netflix on our bed. And last night he's like, Mom, can I Netflix on your bed? And I was like, nope. Go find yourself your own place to play. And then if you go upstairs, the only place you're allowed is your room. Brush your teeth in my bathroom. Like, don't get near Stashira.
Well,
because I don't need it spreading.
Number one rule about being a parent is always look out for number one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If we get sick, then it's just this. Is, and I was explaining this to him. I said, if Mom gets sick, like this would be
do you
bad.
Think the kid cares. The kid just wants to get better.
Right. I know. I should. I don't know. Was like, am I supposed to hug her? Because like, I didn't want to get near her. But I got her these vitamin C lollipops that I thought she'd like. I bought her an Izzy. This is me making up for my lack of affection, or nurturing, or whatever I was supposed to be doing as a mom. I'm not being judged by this, by like the adoption agency or anything, right?
I mean, they're already your kids, right?
Yeah. Well, no,
you're good.
We're evaluated for a couple years.
Oh. Well, we'll see tomorrow,
anywho,
buddy.
I got her a cinnamon roll, like all kinds of things she never gets because I was like, well, she's sick and I'm going to make her feel better, but I'm
just
going to
threw them upstairs?
I just leave it at the top of the stairs.
She ran it on a rope, a pulley of a rope. Coming at
and
you.
I'm like, here's some treats, honey. I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry you're sick.
It's like the hole in the prison. Slide the little door.
I know. I did. I went to bed last night feeling like so bad because
is she sick again today?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this morning still had a temperature, and I'm going to have her FaceTime with our doctor.
With you?
Amy's like, I'm going to FaceTime her later from my room.
All right. Thank you, Amy. If you need me, hit me up on FaceTime. All right.
That, you know what? I appreciate your honesty. Yeah, glad you're not my mom, but I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I was trying to think. What did my mom do when I was sick? I
hugged you and kissed you.
Yeah, I think I remember her rubbing my back and putting a washcloth on my head. She didn't get any of that. I need to probably make it up to her today. Hopefully her fever's gone.
Let us know.
Okay. All right. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I got two speeding tickets within 11 minutes.
Wow. So he didn't learn from the first one.
No, and you know what? When every time I get pulled over, I go like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, turtle it out of there.
I'm like, gotta focus.
If you get speeding, get buzzed for speeding, $400 ticket, wouldn't you slow down, right?
Yes.
It's a big ticket. This dude was pulled over in California, going 90 miles an hour. 11 minutes later, we got pulled over for doing 103. The two tickets should cost about $1,000. That's an expensive 11 minutes, says someone from the California Highway Patrol.
You must have been in a hurry.
I just think about me, or just an idiot, but probably an idiot, right? More than in a hurry?
Yeah, probably.
I'm so scared when I get pulled over. I don't even want to, like...
I just can't even imagine you really getting pulled over for something wrong.
That's why I'm so scared, because I'm always like...
Like, it's got to be an accident, or like a routine, or hey, you get a free ice cream, because you're so good. Like, I just don't picture... You don't speed,
but
so
I've got two speeding tickets in my life. I think once I was doing 66 and 65.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding.
Crazy.
It's more than that. But yeah. Anyway. I saw that story. Wanted to share it before we left. Let's go around the room. What's happening today, Amy?
I have a workout and then coming back up here for like a client meeting for like 3 hours.
Is it 3 hours?
Well, at least 2.5. It is 3, but they said they should have us out of there by a certain time. How long is it?
I'm coming too.
Listen, I don't know how long it's going to take, but what they say?
It's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours. But I bet we could sneak out of there. Like,
Bobby's like, I only had 30 minutes on my calendar.
You could do the whole, I'm going to the restroom. Be right back. Then never come
BRB.
Back.
BRB.
Yeah.
Well, they asked me to bring the mirror ball up.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
I chipped it the last time I had it around. There's like a chip in it. And I'm like, you guys are out of your mind. I've retired that thing.
Oh, so you're not bringing it?
I don't think so.
They didn't ask me to bring anything.
No?
Bobby gave us a bunch of little ones. Should we bring those?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's bring one little one and act like it's a big one. You guys, it's much bigger on TV.
Yeah, TV. Crazy, yeah. Right?
But we're all back up here today. We're doing a big meet and greet with our clients locally. Everybody, Raymond, are you coming?
I'll try to.
That means no. Lunchbox, what's up with you?
That's what I got. I got that client meeting, so I got to get rested up for it. I got to take a long nap, make sure I'm on my A game, you know, get some business deals done. You?
I got a couple things. That'll work out. I got to get back at it. I got a bike in my house now, like a sitting bike where you... What do you call it?
Ride?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
The kind?
No.
What's cycle? What? Indoor cycling? Spinning.
Spin.
Yeah. You're like a spinner.
Oh, cool. I've been sick, though, so I'm going to try to ride a bit today. Yeah, but it's been in my house and I haven't been able to use it yet.
Where are you going to ride to?
I don't know. Wherever it takes me. But I just don't want to get worse, you know? You're in that place where you I want to get back into shape a little bit, but if you you don't do it right, you get sicker.
Yeah.
And then that tonight, I have nothing to watch on TV. I guess tonight I might try to watch that Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Just be prepared to feel miserable for about a month.
You should watch that while you bike.
I bet you don't finish it.
Oh, you don't?
I bet you're just like, well, I'm done with this crap.
We'll see. That's the plan, though. We'll see you guys later today, then. We'll all come back up and do that. We're actually looking forward to that. Don't listen to us complain about it.
I was excited.
It's just all of our salespeople. They can do things in the middle of their day. We have to go home and then come back after our day's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right.
Like if it would have been at, 11 a.m., yeah, perfect. We're already here.
Right.
Or 4 a.m. Yeah, bring it home.
Yeah, do that.
You guys have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Jake Owens in. Friday morning dance party tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bobby Bones. Show.